we pray. True triune God, with all the things at our fingertips today, we are more connected than ever before, but that has not brought us real peace. We are in need of some real rest. We know that as you created the week to include a day of rest, not just a break and rest from our labors, but a resting upon and with thee. Please help us see our real need for that, as well as our own participation in that as we come today. Not to trumpet ourselves and our works, but to come in silence, resting upon your completed work for us, O Jesus. It is in your name, Christ Jesus, that we do pray. Amen. Our meditation here for this day is largely based upon our second scripture reading. I would like to read again Psalm 62, especially verse 5, which says, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. I ask you to please take the time right now to turn off or down your cell phones. And as you take them out and do that, I would like you to please think about why you are personally doing that. I'm not asking you to do that here this morning just so that you don't interrupt the people around you with a phone call or a ding. I'm asking you to do that this morning to help you get some rest. You see, the social media has brought more and more information to our electronic devices than ever before. And so we are being bombarded by the latest news, the latest fashion, the latest songs, the latest and newest everything all the time. These media give us instant news with live talks and interviews of people who are going through some incredible or horrific events in their lives. So much instant information has been a blessing to a number of people in real need. Rescuers bringing assistance to people in times of crisis like a hurricane can receive calls and texts and emails and messages from people who need help. First responders can pinpoint where these people are and where the nearest rescue team is to help bring help and assistance. But social media have for many raised the level of fear and uncertainty about their safety now as well as into the future. Shootings at churches and schools, and that latest one in that bar in California, along with too many terrorist acts, and even some threatening Facebook postings, are just a few things that have robbed people of any real sense of security or peace. Instead of getting closer and closer to real peace and love with one another, we're seeing more and more animosity. Hatred and division are on a rise, while love and peace seem to be losing. Where can we go for peace and security in this present world? Hiding does not seem to be a real option, since it's almost impossible to get away from it all. We each are having to face the necessity, the reality of insecurity in this world that we see all around us. Is this a totally new thing? David from the Bible was familiar with insecurity around him during his day. He wrote in Psalm 62, as we heard with our second scripture reading. And you will remember there was some serious uncertainty that he was surrounded with. He was in danger at so many points during his lifetime. If Psalm 62 was during his later years, as some believe, since he uses phrases to describe himself, such as like a leaning wall, a tottering fence, as an older guy usually would, then this might be during the time when his son Absalom was leading a revolt against him. We are told that Absalom would get up early in the morning and stand by the city gate to talk to people about how their lives would be better if he were king instead of his father, King David. The Bible tells us that Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. So after doing this for 4 years, he gathered his supporters at Hebron and declared himself to be the king. When news of this came to King David, he had to get out of Dodge. Well, actually, Jerusalem. He had to get out real quickly. And if it hadn't have been for God's Spirit moving Absalom to believe some bad advice and not immediately pursuing King David, David might not have gotten out of there at all. So yes, David was in a very unsure and extremely dangerous situation. And yet, when you read the psalm, whether it's from that time period or not, David continues to talk about his strong faith and where he could find rest and peace, even when he was confronted by such immense threats and uncertainties all around him. Even when there is terrific upheaval and changes on the left and the right, and even what seems like chaos, we are told, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken." We are told that ultimate rest and peace are found in God alone. Yes, we are seeing violence and hatred and turmoil all around us within this world of tears and sorrows. It is constantly changing and not necessarily for the better. And so we're surrounded in this ever-changing, swirling mass that seeks to devour all who get in their way. We are not strong enough to put a stop or even a halt to it all. So we need some help to help us, to rescue us in the midst of this hopeless situation. God stepped in. God took on flesh and became man. He became one just as we are, yet without sin, so that he could bear our sins and their punishment for us. Jesus, the Bible says, took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. When Jesus was upon the cross, the Bible says, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. That's how we get real and true peace and rest. Jesus bore the punishment that our sins deserved so that we would not have to. There had to be payment, a lifeblood payment for the many less than perfect things that we have said and done during our lifetimes. And Jesus paid that blood payment willingly, lovingly, for you. Greater love has no one than this, than one lay down his life for his friends. It says in John chapter 15. Jesus gave his life for us, so that we could be forgiven and therefore saved. We are given the gift of unending life in heaven simply through believing upon Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection for us. That's the best news ever. I think it's kind of interesting that right after that quote of Jesus about laying down his life for his friends, he then says these words, "You are my friends if you do what I command." What have we chosen to do with the life that we have been given? Are we loving in the same sacrificial way? I'm not sure if you've heard about Melissa Falkowski. She was a journalism and English teacher in Parkland High School in Florida. And back in February, she hid 19 students in her classroom closet when she learned there was an active shooter at her school. In the midst of some very real and present danger, she sought to give some real peace and shelter unto those who were in need. Assistant coach Aaron Feist was also there at Parkland, and he stepped in front of students to protect them from those bullets. Aaron gave his life for his students. That's the very definition of true love. He did as Jesus has done for us, laying down his life so that others might live. Today, all across our land, People are remembering a group of individuals who put their own lives on the line for their country and those they love. They are our veterans. It's good at any time, but especially today. If you see someone who has served, please take the time to thank them for their service and dedication for you. We have many freedoms today, including the freedom to assemble and worship here together because of their sacrifices. One thing we notice about that Psalm 62 that's different from most Psalms is that many of the Psalms describe the bad situation the writer is experiencing, and then they include prayers or petitions asking God for help. But we find in the very midst of that challenging situation, the writer for Psalm 62 makes a strong statement of faith about his confidence in the Lord that will not be shaken. Psalm 23 is another example of a psalm without any request of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Psalm 23 declares God to be our good shepherd, and though there will be challenges, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God is still present, so we need not fear. Psalm 62 declares God to be our rock and salvation. He is the one who gives us rest. He is the one who quiets the many doubts, fears, and worries that may creep up in our minds and our souls. In the words of the Psalms, we're reminded of the greatness of God, our very present help, and therefore we're given encouragement to go on in life. David here in Psalm 62 doesn't use the usual Hebrew word for rest. That means just a lack of physical or emotional activity. David uses a less familiar Hebrew word that is often translated as silence, which actually brings to mind standing in the presence of the Almighty God and not saying or bringing anything. We stand in total silent rest in His presence. Since He, the all-powerful God, is able to do all that's for our good, no matter what may be happening around us at any time. Yes, we may be taking a break or rest from some of our regular workings here at church now. But that does not mean that we aren't doing anything. What we choose to do as we rest from our labors can actually help us work greater. Years ago, one man challenged another to an all-day wood chopping contest. The challenger worked very hard, stopping only for a very brief lunch break. The other man had a leisurely lunch and took several breaks during the day. At the end of the day, the challenger was surprised and annoyed to find that the other guy had chopped way more wood than he had. I don't get it, he said. Every time I checked, you were taking a rest, yet you chopped more wood than I did. But you didn't notice, said the winning woodsman, that when I sat down to rest, I was sharpening my axe. In the midst of our breaking with our usual activity, it is important that we sharpen our axe, that we take up the still sharp sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. As we do, our knowledge and dependence upon the Lord grows, and we are better able to go about the tasks that will come upon us later. God is our refuge and strength. When Satan tries to get us to doubt our need to pause and listen to God's word or to put trust in what we are able to do ourselves, we need to remember those dependable words from Psalm 62. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. David speaks of that sure and solid help of God at the end of verse number 8, where he says, "Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." That message of God's ever-present, reliable help is something that is and should be treasured, but it's also something that needs to be shared. The Lutheran Women's Missionary League is one service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that's been doing that nationally and overseas for 76 years. Through their efforts and mights, the good news message of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection have been spread all across the globe. Yes, there have been many changes and challenges in our world over that time. But through all of the challenges and uncertainties, the LWMML has looked to place their trust in God and His certain word. Lives have been touched through their work, and people have received rest that comes through their faith in Jesus. That work, spreading the good news message, is of the uttermost importance. For there are many people all around us that struggle with uncertainty in this fast-changing world. We have come to know and can therefore offer true rest in a God who loves them and gave His Son for them. Let us live in this rest and share it with others. We may, like David, still live in a world of uncertainty. Yet by looking unto the Lord, David received a certain physical and emotional rest, a silent rest upon the Lord. That sure and certain rest could not be taken from him amidst all the bells and whistles, the hoots or hollers that this changing world could throw at him. And God offers this same solid, free gift today unto all who believe. Looking to him in faith, may we say with David, "For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation." Amen.